Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
I enjoy a nice glass of red wine from time to time. David, how about you?
Oh, as often as I can.
Well, the good news is that those wonderful polyphenols and antioxidants that make you healthy on the inside could also help your outsides. And here to shed some light on this fantastic news is the wonderful Monica Bearden, RD, owner, Nutcom Nutrition Communications. Hello there, Monica.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Monica, thanks
thank
for being
so
with us.
Thank you so much for coming on.
You're hitting one of my favorite subjects. We're going to talk about today red wine. And so I know there's many different types, and we won't get into being necessarily a wine connoisseur. But from the lab side, you know, I focus on, free radicals and antioxidants. You know, free radicals are the ultimate enemy in the war against aging. And red wines, we actually use components of it to help fight antioxidants externally. But you've got all kinds of benefits of how it's going to help us internally and ways to use it. Talk to us about some of the antioxidant properties and all and the things it can do for us.
Sure. I'm a registered dietitian, so it's always wonderful to bring good news to someone about a food or a drink that's enjoyable, like red wine. So one of my favorite things to talk about, you know, I talk to patients and they're usually expecting me to say, don't do this, don't do that. But I am saying, yes, enjoy your red wine in moderation. Red wine is a wonderful addition to our food and to our meals. And what we're finding is that because of the different components of red wine, there's all kinds of health benefits that we're uncovering as we learn more and more about this this wonderful drink. Well, you're mentioning the antioxidants. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, let's get to it, because you're telling me basically I can drink some of my problems away, or at least some of my anti-aging problems.
Some of your anti-aging problems. So red wine it's got three major components that help us in terms of anti-aging. So we've got the polyphenols, which are broken up mainly into the resveratrol, which I'm sure we've all heard about, as well as the procyanidins, which are those tannins that add boldness and flavor and aroma to our red wines. And then we're also finding that the alcohol portion of the red wine has some health benefits as well. And as we all know, if you take care of your insides, that beauty is going to show onto the outside. So if we talk about, for example, resveratrol, what's really interesting about resveratrol is it seems to be having these anti-aging effects very similar to what we're finding with calorie-restricted diets. And there are these proteins that resveratrol seems to target that helps us in terms of anti-aging. These proteins turn genes off and on that help us blunt some of the anti-aging issues that we see, and most of the research is actually looking at heart health in terms of blunting the age increase and muscle function in our hearts.
Monica, one of the things that I've seen, and David, and I'm sure you out there have as well, is the resveratrol tablets or capsules. What's your opinion about that? Or I always think it's better to get things from the source, but do they work at all?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because we love to take things out of its food or its natural source and see if it works, and that those magic pills are so exciting. But let me tell you this. What we're finding is that the compounds in wine all work together. Also, the resveratrol that you're finding in these supplements, there's not enough in it, or at least not as much as we're finding in the research. So, for example, to get the benefits today that we're seeing in the research, you would have to take hundreds of those pills, or at least 30 to 100 bottles of red wine. So the research is exciting, and we're seeing it all over the news, but just realizing that to get those benefits right now, it's not realistic, whether you're taking a supplement or drinking your red wine. So a lot more research needs to go into that.
So how would we get the benefits then? If we're not getting it from the wine, you know, you're saying we've got to drink many, many bottles. Are you saying that drinking some in moderation is going to have some benefit at all? Or do you have a better method to get some of these ingredients?
Yes. Drink your red wine, because what we're finding is that all the compounds in the wine work together. So the alcohol, along with the procyanidins, along with the resveratrol. So instead of taking that resveratrol out and trying to, you know, just get those benefits by itself, what you want to do is drink the red wine. And the recommendation is 2 glasses for men and 1 glass for women. And together, so let me just go back into red wine. So you've got the resveratrol, which we're seeing some great anti-aging research, but let me tell you, in terms of really understanding it, we're years away. But we've also got these procyanins, or these tannins, which add that flavor, aroma, and boldness to the wine. A lot of the research and our understanding is there, and that's a lot more reasonable in terms of amount. Wine has enough of those procyanidins in them, in one glass, to actually have a benefit on your health. And so that's okay. Where the real story is today in terms of the science.
So one or two glasses, as you said, one for women, two for men, is going to have the benefit.
Yes.
I just want to clarify for our listeners, because earlier we were just talking about resveratrol, but when it has all the components, it's in its form of red wine. Okay, let me ask you another question. I enjoy my red wines, and obviously red wines, many of them, get better with age. How does that affect the ingredients, the resveratrol, the alcohol content, et cetera, from a health point of view? Does it get improve with age as well, or does it get diminished? Is there a certain number of years it should be?
Yeah, that's a great question. So as wine ages, a lot of these procyanidins, let's go back. So as wine ages, it gets softer. And the reason it gets softer or less tannic is because these tannins or these procyanidins that are healthy for us, they either break apart or they fall out of solution. So as the wine ages, you're actually getting less of those compounds. In terms of resveratrol and alcohol, those are believed to stay about the same. As the wine ages, you're actually getting less of these total, what we call polyphenols, that are good for your health.
Okay. So some of the younger wines might be better for us from a health point of view. Since I'm allowed two glasses, maybe I'll have one of each.
Exactly. And you can tell from the taste, because it's going to be what we call more tannic or a little more harsher or astringent. Those are those tannins or those procyanins that are really good for your health. I want to bring up, there's this, and this is just a really neat little story. So one of the blue zones, so blue zone is where you see a high percentage of the population that they live past 100 years of age. A blue zone in Sardinia, Italy, what they found is that the wines that they drink there have four times the amount of polyphenols than other wines. Which is really interesting.
Wow.
So, you know, that in addition to, you know, a less stressful life. But they did find that is one of the things they enjoy there. And so these wines that have four times the amount of polyphenols, what they're finding is that has to do with how long the grape is left on the vine. So if the grape ages on the vine, you get higher polyphenols. But once you get the wine as it ages, it loses its polyphenols. So you want to drink it, I guess, fresh. And given that this is their local wine, they're getting it very fresh.
So with some of the wines I buy, I should unscrew the cap quickly.
And just drink it down, but no more than two glasses.
I say we all just move to the blue zones. That's what I say, right, David? How's that sound?
There you go. And let me ask you, you know, we're talking about red wine specifically. These are components we're not going to find in white wine. So we are saying red wine is definitely, it's not just wines in general.
Right. The color, the aroma, and the flavor, the boldness of the red wine actually come from these procyanidins. You're not going to get that same benefit from the white wines. Now, from the white wines, though, you do have the alcohol, and you do have a smaller amount of these procyanidins, not as much. So you will get some health benefits there. There have been studies to show that moderate alcohol drinking, again, two for men, one for women, have heart health benefits and might help with longevity as well. But you're not going to get these procyanidins that I mentioned in the amount as you would get it in red wines. They've actually done studies to see, well, which of the red wines have this higher amount of polyphenols, and it's the Cabernets, Merlot, those are the wines.
Well, Monica, you've given us a wealth of information. I got to tell you, and resveratrol is one thing I use in a lot of the formulas that I've created. And so I'm a strong believer in it. I know you've worked hard on creating a cookbook, Don't Break Your Heart, and we can find out about that at nut.com.
I'm all right, David. I want you to say Pollyannisons three times quickly.
On that note, I'm David Pollack with Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and on that note, stay well.